I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1312, Whack-A-Mole. If you missed yesterday's episode, you might want to go back and listen first. I think it'll help you get the most out of this one. We can't walk with God if He's in the light and we're in the darkness. But we can bring our darkness to His light and find all we need or could ever want. But that requires honesty, and that's not easy. I think we'd rather whack-a-mole. T2G is about love. Loving God honestly, truly, fully, completely, with everything we've got. The authors of the book Holy Noticing gives us this helpful illustration. Often we deal with unpleasant emotions in the same way we hit those moles in whack-a-mole. We try to whack them away by denying, repressing, or ignoring them. Or we try to manipulate spiritual disciplines to whack them away. If anger pops up, whack it with a prayer. When worry appears, whack it with a scripture. As fear rises up, whack it with a "I rebuke you, Satan" response. Keep in mind that such practices can foster spiritual growth when appropriately used. The problem with the whack-a-mole method, which I've tried often, is that it is not an effective way to deal with ongoing negative emotions when used mechanically. Unfortunately, we sometimes view the Bible and prayer as a vending machine. In a similar fashion, we can wrongly assume that reciting the correct verse or praying the right prayer will magically make the difficult emotion disappear. I find that when I try to use spiritual tools as a formula, as a guaranteed outcome, that emotion might even get stronger. The scripture doesn't gloss over our struggle with emotions such as worry and anxiety and fear and grief. God acknowledges that as created beings, we experience a wide range of emotions, and some of them are healthy, and frankly, some of them are not. Look at Jesus. Jesus experienced a full range of emotions as well, although he never sinned. He was angry at the money changers in the temple in John 2, the disciples who tried to prohibit children from coming to him in Luke 18. He was perplexed that not only was 9 lepers not thankful, but only one came back to say thank you in Luke 17. Jesus wept at learning of Lazarus' death in John 11. He agonized in the garden before he was arrested and crucified in Matthew 26. Yet he modeled a calm, dignified mindfulness of his Father's will. The goal of holy noticing is not to avoid feelings or to detach ourselves from emotions, but to notice them and respond to them in God-honoring ways. That's good stuff, huh? So here's the great question. Are there any emotions in you right now that you're simply attempting to conquer through a spiritual version of whack-a-mole? Let's pray. Father, you are the giver of our emotions, and we need to see them for what they are, not deny them, not just try to bang them back so no one can notice, not even ourselves. We need to own them and then surrender them to you and to your loving Spirit, asking you to hone them into the likeness of Jesus. And we know that's a process, but God, we give it to you again and again and again. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1313. In the meantime, just a bit more from Holy Noticing. Dealing with difficult emotions is like one of those finger puzzles we won at the arcade. The puzzle, or trap, is a 6-inch tube made of multicolor woven straw about the size of your index finger. You put your index finger on each hand into each end of the tube. The more you pull and struggle to remove your fingers, the tighter the trap gets. The only way to free yourself is to loosen the tension from your fingers by gently pushing into the tube. Listen, podcast family, that's another way of putting it. Instead of whacking a mole, or instead of pulling against our emotions, let's not pretend the hard feelings aren't there. We can trust our good God with them. He already knows them anyway, and He stands ready for you to honestly give them into His hands and let His Spirit do His marvelous work in you. In other words, we don't have to play whack-a-mole.